broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go beyond the looking glass to places other talk shows wish they could go, but they can't, and they don't, so they wouldn't, and they shouldn't, and that's where that am at. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com, the strong-eyed arm of the Phil Hendry Show. Go over to our website, get a backstage pass,
Watch the screen and watch the video.
Oh yeah, watch our live streaming video, listen to our archives, listen to our daily podcasts, and become a member of the only real radio station that you should, the radio show you should subscribe to, the Phil Hendry Show. I mean, all of the other ones. I got an email from a former friend of mine that decided he was going to go into talk radio.
Yeah.
And he went into talk radio. He got himself a show, and he was a conservative. And I went on his website last night. I think he's no longer going to have the show. He's going to go back to doing what he does, which is basically produce movies, which he does a really good job doing that. But this talk show he had, anyway, I went on the, and it's just Obama bash, Obama bash, Obama bash. And of course, there was a time when you thought, well, there must be a never-ending, unending, need for that kind of thing, because every jackass with a show does that. Well, apparently there isn't, because this cat, he's done for. Well, we don't do that here. On our show, we try to bring to you different points of view. Last hour, a good example there. Gary Parton, a longtime respected reporter. And here's this guy saying that Rick Perry now objectively has ceased being human. He's more vegetable matter. Now, where are you going to hear that?
Yeah, maybe they go into a nut asylum or something, and they hear...
Shut up. So anyway, join our website, philhendryshow.com, and get a backstage pass. And the BSP that called me during the break, I heard what you said, sir. I'd like to do that, but not tonight. All right. We did have lined up General Galen Shaw on Japanese whaling, but Robert Greene has, my understanding is Bob suggests a little bit of airtime. Robert Greene is a sponsor of ours. Fraser Foods has been sponsoring this radio broadcast since 1999. And we're very happy to have Bob Greene on the line with us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park on the subject of the recession, on the subject of the people who are out of work. We don't hear about homeless people. It's funny, Bob, I was watching a movie today, My Man Godfrey from the 30s. You know it?
Oh, yeah, I know that film very well, Phil, with William Powell. It's a commentary on the... it's a wonderful commentary, I think, Phil, on the depression of the 30s.
It was a very interesting movie, and I know that as a grocery CEO, as a man who has been doing business directly with the public for a great many years, you see how people suffer
every day. And every day we attempt to be as good a neighbor as we can to our customers and to the people that have supported us all these years, Phil. And I know their names, I know their faces, I know the names of their families, I know the names of their kids, and whatever we can do as an organization, as a member of this neighborhood, as a national organization, as a national grocery chain, we do what we can. And that's why our operation, Kid Stop, went into effect last week. And I'm doing it for my son because I felt bad for what happened, Phil, and I told you, and I told a few people. I felt very bad for what happened, and so we're doing this, and we're going to try and make it up to all the families and all the kids out there.
Well, Bob, look, people get angry, and what Robert Greene's talking about here, folks, and Bob, I'll let you go into more detail. Is you struck your son in anger after he made a comment about poor people, right?
Well, what happened was, Phil, and I guess we're getting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit.
Go ahead and tell it, then we'll fill in the blanks.
I was home. The kids are with me. Their mother has been very, very sick. And I was cooking dinner that night. I had come back from the office. I was literally standing there in my dress shirt and my tie with my sleeves rolled up, trying to get some dinner together for the kids. I was cooking some soup, or I was going to cook some soup, and got the pot out. I said to the kids, I was going through the store today and I saw the amounts of dog food that we sell. I said we had an enormous amount of dog food and cat food. I said, that takes up space in our store at a time when we ought to be doing what we can to feed people. And my son said, why don't you feed the poor people dog food? And that's when instinctively I had this soup pot. And I just, I hit him across the face with it.
That's anger.
It's a lot of anger. And I told him I was sorry, and we shook hands, and it had been a big misunderstanding. But I felt bad about it. And since that time, I...
You hit him with the soup pot. Was he hurt?
Well, you know, he's okay. He's fine. I think sometimes we make a bigger deal out of these things than we should. I said I was sorry, and I am sorry. He's a big boy. It was the wrong way to discipline my son. But understand, I was angry because he had made a comment about poor people eating dog food, and I thought that that was an insult. I will tell you one other thing that we've done, and I told my son, I said, his name is Richard. I said, Richard, I have taken your advice. We're going to get rid of all of the pet food and dog food. The other thing that, even more to the point, Phil, that we're getting rid of are a lot of these pet toys and other accessories for pets. We are right now in the middle of a terribly desperate economic situation in this country. There are families that are not eating. There are people without work. Americans have lost their hope in many ways. And I'll be a son of a gun, Phil, if I'm going to have those people come into my store, people that are hungry and people that are cold, and see me selling cat sweaters or these dog chew toys or dog food or these cat condos, these ridiculous things that you've seen. And
now, these cat condos, just so people know, it's a little multi-level thing that cats climb up and...
Well, no, you shouldn't minimize it. I think it's a very sophisticated and, I will say, luxurious way for a cat to live. And the other things we have, these dog sweaters, and I think it's an insult to human beings at a time like this to carry things like that. I had a couple of my guys bring two or three of the dumpsters around the front of the store, and I dumped all of this into the dumpster and left it there. Because I knew there'd be a lot of people coming into the store the next day and would see exactly what we had thrown into that dumpster.
Now, you threw all of this stuff into the dumpster to make a statement, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
What was that?
Well, the statement was to say to the...
Because you have a lot of people that come into your store that are animal owners. Do you have pets?
No, we don't have pets. We don't... I wouldn't waste my... I think that pets are a wonderful, wonderful addition to a home if you've reached a point in your life where you just don't, I guess you don't want to deal with human beings, but I've got children and I have friends and we are in the world and I'm not going to, I don't have the time for a dog, if that's what you mean. But I'll tell you this, we had people come into the store, they're big pet lovers. They're always asking about, do you have this kind of pet food, do you have that? They buy the hats, they buy the sunglasses, and the pet accessories. And I said, these are the people that I want to see what's in the garbage as they come in, because I want them to know very clearly what kind of a store they're coming into. So the next morning when I had all of this in the dumpster, I had comments from a few of them.
What'd they say?
Well, they weren't very happy. They said, quite obviously, you're not in the pet accessory business anymore. And I said, you got that right.
And is that what you said? You got that right?
I most certainly did say that. I said, you got that right. And they said, where's all the dog food? And I said, life is too short for me to be wasting space in my store with food for animals that is of a higher grade than a lot of the baby food we have. And I said to them, if I could get away with relabeling some of this and calling it baby food, I would.
You wouldn't really do that, would you?
Well, I mean, why not? I mean, some of that food, as I said, is of a higher quality, has more nutrition and more vitamins in it than much of the really expensive baby food that we have. And it's cheaper, and it's better. So I said to them, I'm not going to go. I said, that is an abomination. And we had words, you know.
Well, Bob, you're a very outspoken guy, especially a guy that works with the public as much as you do. By getting rid of pet accessories such as the chew toys and the dog sweaters and all this stuff, and getting rid of all of this dog and cat food, you've alienated, obviously, a lot of people.
Well, no, I don't think so, Phil. People will just know we don't go into Fraser Foods, to go grocery shopping for dogs. And frankly, if that's the way they think, I'm grateful. I don't want people to think, oh, let's stop in at Fraser Foods and pick up a sweater for our cat. It's ridiculous, you know.
And no, I understand that. All right. We'll see. We'll get some comments from people on this. My own feeling is, and the reason why I wanted to have you on the show is, I for some reason, I'm troubled by this. I understand that you have a good point of view.
Well, what do you mean troubled?
Well, I understand that your intentions are good, but for some reason, I just think that getting rid of dog food and dog accessories and cat accessories because you, I don't know, you know.
We've got people that are starving to death out there, and I'm wasting my time and my patience on answering some old lady's question about a cat sweater. No. No way. Not anymore. Maybe that was Bob Green a year ago, but not anymore.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. In the middle of a recession, economic downturn, is it proper to be selling dog and cat accessories, cat food, cat condominiums, dog sweaters, cat hats? Bob Green has eliminated all of the pet food and pet accessories from his store. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green on the line with us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, as we talk about these down economic times, tough, tough times. You know, Bobby, it was funny. I stopped. I got gas today, and I was looking at the price of the gas I was getting, 87 octane, and it was right off the freeway in Westlake Village, California, and it was $3.71 a gallon. And I remember thinking, back in the 70s, when I was a young man, and we would hear about Europeans back then.
$3.50 a gallon.
Exactly. $3.50 a gallon, or whatever it was, £3, or about the same thing, though. And I remember thinking, how the hell can they afford that?
We had no idea how good we had it, Phil. And you're right. The Europeans were paying an enormous amount of money for gasoline. And we never thought that that would happen in the United States. Well, it's happened, and, just like I said, Phil, knock wood that you and I are healthy, we're working. There's a lot of people that are not. And I'm selling pet toys. I remember when I got home that night, and I was cooking, and the kids were running around, and it was a little hectic, and I'm in my dress shirt, I got my sleeves rolled up, I'm trying to get some soup going. I'm cooking a stew. I got trying to get the kids to sit down and shut up, and I got this empty pot in my hand that I'm about to put Lipton soup into, and I said to them, and I was telling the kids, boy, all this cat food and dog food we got, and my son goes, almost like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake, Phil,
Uh-huh.
I said, he says, well, have the poor people eat the dog food, and almost instinctively, I came across with my right hand like I was swinging to hit a baseball, except it was my son's head, and I hit him with a soup pot.
I hope the kid's okay.
He's fine. He's like his old man. He's got a head like a rock. And I did apologize to him, and I said, Richard, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're saying. And in a time like this, well, we've got so many people suffering, and you're coming on like Marie Antoinette. And of course, he goes, "Who's Marie Antoinette?" And he's all rubbing his head and crying. I said, I'll tell you who she was. You got a soup pot against the head? She doesn't have a head. And then he started to laugh because he thought I was kidding. I said, I'm not kidding. And then the littlest one, Mary, said, no, Richard, it's true, because she'd studied Marie Antoinette. And we started talking about guillotines, and believe it or not, that lightened the mood, if you can believe that, talking about beheading people. But
oh, man, what a family. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Bob is talking about getting rid of cat toys, getting rid of dog toys, getting rid of pet accessories because of the tough economic times that we're in. And you've got a lot of customers that are upset with you. Let's go to Jay. We got Jay on the Phil Henry Show. And Jay, what is your comment? You're on with Bob Green. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Bob. I'm calling from Reno, Nevada, and I grew up in Fullerton, and I really never heard of Fraser Foods. Are you a newer store, or?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I see, because I've been gone for like 20, 30 years now. But my comment is, it's like any other product. If you go into the store, sometimes it's a convenience just to pick up pet products rather than go shopping there and then go to a pet store, let's say. It's like if you quit selling milk or something, people are going to have to go somewhere else to get their milk.
Sodium milk? What is that?
No, I said if people are at a store and they need a product for their pet, rather than go to a pet store or whatever, they can get all their shopping done at one store. So if you quit selling...
Well, no, I know what the thinking is behind having... I understand that. I've been in retail for a lot of years. I'm saying that I don't carry that anymore because I don't want to sell products to people... So their pets are comfortable while we have, uncomfortable human beings out there.
Well, what about people?
Let me put it this way. I'd rather a dog die of starvation than a human.
Boy, that's a stark choice. Do we?
What about people that don't have children but they have pets and they have disposable income? Their children are like...
I think what they should do with that income is give it to the needy, give it to a poor, one of these food banks or something. Give it over to the whoever you can think of in terms of assisting people, and your dog and your cat. You have disposable income, and the thing you're going to do is buy a cat condo. Wow.
Well, my mom used to tithe 10% for charity and for people and things like that with her church, but she
I can't take that.
What do you mean you can't take it?
It's the more this guy talks, the more angry I get thinking about some of these people.
Well, what about his mother? She's giving this to a church.
Don't ask me anything else about his mother. I don't want
to. All right.
I'm sorry. I don't want to insult you, Jay, but I can't stand hearing it.
Well, anyway,
she gives 10% to a church. Why doesn't she give 10% to a cat? It's the same thing.
No, giving 10% to a church is giving 10% to humans.
No, to a church, you said, not to an organization. You said a church?
Yes, that's what he said.
You might as well give it to a cat.
She has a dog.
You might as well give it to a cat. You might as well give it to not a dog, a cat.
All right, thanks for your call anyway, Jay. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
That guy sounded like he was... That gentleman sounded like the very person I'm talking about, a guy that needs a hot meal and a bed to sleep in, rather than standing all night under a freeway overpass calling talk shows.
And that's not what... How do you know he's doing that?
Because I just... Believe me.
877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go down to another phone call here. Glenn, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Just
fine.
Driving towards California
yes,
now
sir.
On my... And I just couldn't help but notice talking about, take away pet toys or whatever like that. And having served my country for 23 years and 3 tours in Iraq, one thing I'm proud of is the freedom. And regardless of what the recession is or our country is, people have a right to buy whatever they feel like they want to buy. And by someone not putting it in their store, they're gonna go to another store. But still, what gives you the right to deny somebody what they've earned their money for and decided that they want to spend their money for?
Well, look, let me put it this way, sir. First of all, thank you for your service to our country. Did you go to Iraq to die for your country or to die for someone's poodle? I think you'd say you didn't go to die, but you would give your life for your country, not for a kennel filled with poodles. And I would not ask that of you. And I wouldn't ask that of any soldier. I want our soldiers to come home safe, having killed the enemy to protect America, not some old lady's poodle. And that's the thing that made me angry. that I know good young men like you are over there, and we've got poor people that can't eat, we got tough economic times in America. We've had them before, but thought that some poodle is going to sit there in a sweater and sleep in a bed.
Liberty. Okay, hold on. I tell you what you do for me. Glenn, you hang on the line, Glenn. I'm going to be right back with you. So don't worry. We're not going to lose your call. And we'll be back with Robert Greene. We have to break. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't go anywhere.
Wait a minute. I was saying the old lady's Google.
Phil Hendry.
Come on.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now that's interesting. You got to tell the story. Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. With me is Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. As he talks about taking a very bold step in his store, and that is getting rid of all the pet accessories and pet food, because for Bob, carrying those kinds of things in the middle of down economic times doesn't make any sense. It's almost an insult to humans. And has run the risk of losing the favor and the patronage of his pet-owning people. This is an interesting comment you made. When you hit your son with that pot, you say that there had been an ongoing feud?
Phil, no, I wouldn't call it an ongoing feud. What happened was the week before, we have a boat. I've got a small inboard runabout. I got an Evinrude, a couple of Evinrudes on the back, and I take the kids out sometimes, and we go bonita fishing and this kind of thing. And we went out with a friend of my son Richard's, and this boy had never been out on the ocean before. He had he originally came to California with his family from Denver, so they were landlocked people. And I decided to have some fun with the kid, and I was skipping some waves, and the boy started to cry, and I was very sorry. I didn't mean to upset him, but my son ever since then had been sort of breaking my you-know-whats until finally it escalated to the point where, we had to get some bad blood out, and I went ahead and went at him with a soup pot after he, came at me. So
you say that your son came at you when he said, feed the poor the dog food.
Oh, that was definitely, yeah. He was trying to be a smartass. There's no question about it. But I shouldn't have hit him with the pot.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And
what do you think about the kid?
I think it's cruel if it's a child to scare that kid.
Okay, that surprises me.
Why would that surprise you? How old was the boy?
About 11. But I wasn't going to capsize the boat.
You know, people that have never been out on the ocean before in a craft of any kind, it's like people that have never flown before. It's a little scary for them. It's scary,
What does that mean, scary? You mean, they're telling me that they can't swim?
It doesn't matter if you can swim or not, man. Being in all of that water is frightening. It's frightening. I know I'm a damn good swimmer, and I've been out in the ocean many times, and it's still a little daunting for me to think about capsizing a boat out there. So you asked me my opinion, I'm giving you my opinion. I'm going to get back to our caller, Glenn. Glenn, I'm sorry we had to interrupt you, but you go right ahead, sir, with your comment.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Just like I said,
yes, sir.
I believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if that means that somebody needs to go buy a shirt for their cat or dog or a toy, regardless of the situation our country is in, they have the right to do so. And if we stop at where would it end? What else would we cut out? What else would we stop? We don't live in Russia. That's all I have to say.
Well, you're right, sir. And I would say again that I I'm not asking for a federal law to eliminate the sale of these things. But I am saying that as retailers, as merchants, which is what I am, and I have my business, thanks in part to the great work of yourself and your comrades in the armed forces, I got to do something that's right for America. I got to do something that's right by you guys, and that's right for my country. And what I'm doing to be a patriot is, I frankly could care if every dog in America starved slowly.
Boy, that almost sounds un-American.
What are you talking about?
You want dog? People love dogs.
I can't hear you, Phil. There's something wrong with the phone. It's going like that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I said it's almost un-American.
What is?
Wanting dogs to starve slowly?
Ask the soldier. He's a soldier. He was in Iraq. Is Glenn there? Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Mr. You... Green. I'm Bob Green. Wouldn't you agree that dogs... Well, probably you wouldn't want dogs to starve, but you know what I mean.
No, I mean, dogs are, you know, if you look, as we were in Iraq, many times we'd pick up stray dogs and use them as mascots because it helped the morale of the soldiers, you know, when you're out there in literally hell on earth, you know, where it's 140 degrees in the summertime and, you know, in the teens in the wintertime, you know, you need something to boost your morale and dogs or cats, you know, per se, help fill that void of, you know, being a human.
Well, I mean, but when you guys came home, what'd you do with the dog? Did you?
They'd request you to bring them back to the States, and some of them have. Other times, we just pass them on to the other units that were coming in to fill us, and they would just take over from there and, you know, care and feed the animals.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. I don't know if a lot of Americans know that. That's awesome.
If you guys say it's awesome, but here's a dog that's taking rations out of the mouth of a soldier. You know.
Oh, come on. The soldiers want to do it. Do you understand, Bob? They don't mind feeding
it's
that animal.
Health and welfare. It's a mental... When you're going through a lot of things, you know, in a combat zone, that little comfort of, you know, that animal there, it does
right.
help a lot. We use it a lot.
Exactly.
We use dogs in snipping out bombs and other stuff, things that helped us in our missions over there anyway.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you have some kind of dog food? What do you guys have for dog food?
Yes,
what do you use?
We buy dog food, or we give them some of our MREs.
You guys buy dog food? See, that's what I'm saying. This is taxpayer dollars, and they're shipping dog food. So Alpo has got themselves in. Well, that's great. Must be nice to be Alpo.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, we're talking about soldiers now. Listen, Glenn, thanks very much, and thank you for your service to our country. Appreciate it, man. Have a good evening. 877-876 Phil.
You know, Phil, he's a soldier, you're not. So when you're saying, hey, thanks, man, don't get too buddy-buddy. I mean...
Hey, you know something, Bob? The more you talk...
The less you like it?
Exactly. For a minute there, I'm thinking, well, you know, I can understand his attitude about dog food and this and that. Now you're bitching at some soldier because they're feeding a stray dog. Can you imagine being a stray dog in Iraq?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I can't believe they've got strays. You figure with all of the roadside bombs and the mortars, you know, the dog population.
All right, I understand what you're saying. Are you trying to be funny?
Phil, do you think it's funny, dead dogs?
You do?
No, I don't. I said it's necessary. How dare you think I think it's funny?
877-876-PHIL.
I'm going to say it again. How dare you think I think it's funny?
Well, you're making some very inappropriate comments, I think. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Joe, go ahead.
Okay, now you said you done away with all your dog food, cat food, all the accessories
yes.
for animals, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct, yeah.
Okay, I don't blame you to a certain point.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to sell cat food and dog food, it should be picked up from a pet store. They sell nothing but
yeah.
pet food and pet supplies.
But in the middle of a recession, and with that soldier talking, you know, we got guys in Iraq. You're telling me you want to have pet stores? I don't understand the need for these. That's the point that I'm making.
Number one, if somebody wants to have a pet, if they can afford a pet, and they can afford their kids and take care of both at the same time, there ain't a problem with that.
Except for one thing. The pet store that sells the pet sweaters and binoculars and any other asinine thing, that's taking up space that we could put a 7-Eleven in.
We need more of those, that's for sure. A 7-Eleven.
Well, okay. You know what I mean, though.
No, I tell you what, how about another Starbucks?
You know something, Phil, you can make all the smart-ass comments you want, but the fact is, we need another store, so we've got a big fat supply of pet food, so that when a homeless guy walks by, he can feel real good about life.
Well, if a homeless guy walks by, and he feels bad about life, then he should be going down to a homeless shelter, and somebody should be donating food to those homeless shelters to help
uh-huh.
people.
Aha! Right there. Okay, you just... right there, you stepped in it. So the homeless guy goes down to some sewer to eat, and the cat gets to live in a condo. That's what you just said. That's what you just said. And that's what I find to be un-American.
No, the guy didn't say go down to a sewer.
Well, that's what a cat's doing. The cat's sleeping on a bed, wearing clothes, and eating food. I mean, that's what a human is supposed to do, not a cat.
The point that the man's making is
the gentleman,
and I know that you did when you called in, Joe, and I can almost see your point, Bob, as well, but the fact is, you're saying because we've got a bad economic situation in the country that we might as well just kill all of our pets.
No, I didn't say that.
What was this thing about slow starvation of dogs?
I said I'd rather see all the dogs starve slowly than have one human being die. That's how much I value human life.
Okay, well, value your life. Okay, fine. But
that's ridiculous.
You're animals.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. 877. You're right, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, you really blew that. You're right, sir. Yeah, get out of here. I mean, Phil, I'm trying to talk to these people.
I don't think I said get out of here. I am trying to move on to another call.
Well, I'm trying to, that gentleman was on my side, and I think you should have given me a little bit of an opportunity to sort of to revel in that moment that there's a guy that agrees with me, and the two of us can tell you where to stick it, if you'll pardon my expression, because that's what you do with me. And
I don't tell you where to stick it, Bob. I'm just telling you that I am arguing with your point. You're right. And your point is that there shouldn't be any sale of dog, cat, and all this other stuff because of the tough economic...
You know what? Have you tried a dental dam or...
Okay, you know something? Your smart-ass comments aside...
You were the one that made the smart-ass comment about Starbucks and all of that. That's what the record show you did that. I didn't do that. You did that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I'm telling you that you can have the world you want, Phil, and not have cat sweaters. Cat sweaters. God almighty, will you listen to me? Cat sweaters?
I hear you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sophie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Sophie.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that...
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert. That Robert would make a bigger and better statement if he sold the dog food and the cat food and the accessories and took that money and donated it to the poor. And my second point is that, Robert, do you love your children?
Of course I do. I love them a lot more than getting a cat a sweater.
Well, you know, you have a job to do. You have a business to take care of. That business puts food on your table. If you didn't do well in your business, because people are not going to come to your store with your attitude, then you're not going
to
have any money left. You're not going to have any money left to feed your own children, and they'll starve to death slowly.
Not carrying pet accessories isn't going to break me. Not carrying pet accessories is something that makes a statement. It makes the political statement is the following thing. I wouldn't insult a homeless person by putting hats and shoes on a dog.
Well, what about selling the stuff and giving it to the poor?
I think it's obscene. I think I would. I'm Catholic, and I would have to go to reconciliation.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
You think it's a mortal sin?
I think it would blacken my soul, yes. Blacken my soul.
What you're telling me is, hold on for a minute, Sophie. Forgive me, Sophie, but...
No.
Because I'm Catholic, too. You're telling me that by selling these accessories, your soul would be blackened and you would go to hell.
If I were to die, yes.
Well, I think you're nuts now. I think you got something wrong with you.
Wow. Boy, that takes guts. You think that, Sophie?
I think he needs to go to a psychiatrist.
Aha. Here we go. Monkey see, monkey do. Mr. Hendry says it, so now Sophie says it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you should apologize to Sophie for calling her a... God, man.
I didn't call her a monkey. I said monkey see, monkey do. It's a figure of speech.
And another thing, Robert. You always refer to old ladies with poodles. Now, what of that kind of statement? What do you have against the old people?
Ma'am, I don't have anything against them, but they are generally the ones that come into my store and ask me, where are the socks for my dog? Do you have a muffler for my cat? Do you have a robe for my dog? These ridiculous things. And it's always some elderly woman holding a poodle like it's a newborn.
And this disturbs me.
And
this elderly woman probably has very few things in her life right now. And that little poodle brings so much joy to her. And you want to take that joy away? You're a kook.
No, I don't think I'm bringing it. If it gives her so much joy, why does she have to come to the store and buy a beanie for it? Understand that we are now carrying dog beanies? I never thought that I'd ever see that.
Dog beanies?
Yeah, you got it. And some of our Jewish, now get this, some of our Jewish customers, for a laugh, want us to carry dog yarmulkes. I said, I'm not going to do that. I think it's probably sacrilegious.
They must have been pulling your leg.
I don't know.
Listen, Sophie, thank you very much. Go ahead, one more question. Yeah, go ahead, Sophie.
Oh, I was going to say,
am I going to talk to her all night, or do I get to talk to somebody else?
The lady wants to ask you another question.
I would think that Robert, if I was in his town and I knew his attitude, I would picket his store, and I would make sure that no one went into his store and buy things for him, and let him starve to death slowly. Goodbye.
All right. Okay. And then they would probably. Then I'd have to point out, there's that lady Sophie. She has a beanie for her cat. And then people would laugh at you, and you wouldn't have friends.
Oh, no.
You notice she went, oh, no, and she hung up?
No, unfortunately, I had to cut her off. I apologize, Sophie.
Boy, you wouldn't apologize to me if you cut.
No, you're right. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with our final segment with Robert Green.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. If you want to watch us on Phil TV and HD, get a backstage pass to philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, and you can actually watch the show as we perform it each and every night. And those of you that are watching Phil TV and HD, there's our camera number one, and here comes camera number three. And, of course, our standard shot camera number two there. And that picture behind me, by the way, is of the, that's the Modern Family makeup crew. Those guys were in makeup tonight as we went over to Modern Family and shot a scene. We're with Robert Green here on the Phil Hendry Show. Time for a few more calls in this segment as we talk about Mr. Green's decision. And this is a chain-wide decision to forego the sale of pet food, to forego the sale of pet accessories. He finds it... Almost a sin, an affront to human beings during a very difficult economic time to sell this kind of product while people are suffering. No more pet accessories, no more pet food. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Mark. You're on with Robert Green.
Yeah, Mr. Green, the pride of thing I have is you openly admit you sell pet food with more nutrition than a lot of your baby food. Is that correct?
That is true of some of the canned foods
have more
nutritional value than some of the Gerber's baby food, yes.
Okay, yes. So at what point does that give you the audacity to smack your kid with a soup pot? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you can feed more homeless, hungry people more nutritional animal food than they could buy in baby food, what would be the
wrong? Because I wouldn't insult a human being to feed them something that was created for a dog. I don't care if it is more nutritious. What I would do is I would go back to that company and I'd say, if you want to repackage this as food for human beings...
Well, what difference does it make?
It makes a big... So in other words, you and Mark here, you guys would open up a can of Sheba gourmet cat food and pour it out onto a plate for a human being. And what would you do then, laugh?
No, we wouldn't do that.
If I was hungry, I would eat it. That's what would happen.
What if I stood there laughing at you while you're eating it?
Well, that's fine too. I've been laughed at before. I got one more question for you.
Oh, are you kidding me?
How many homeless people do
you... Any guy that feeds me cat food, I'll tell you what, that's the last cat food he serves. That'll be the last cat food he serves a cat.
Okay, we got you. Go ahead, Mark.
How many homeless people do you feed when you're out riding around with them twin Everettes?
I don't... That's... What do you mean, how many homeless? I don't feed homeless people. I got a grocery store.
Yeah, well, I just want to know because, I mean, you know... That same feeling you get out of riding around on your little boat riding around on the ocean, some people get that same feeling out of their pets. So, I mean, you know, to each their own.
Well, I really? So, in other words, sir, boy, that you just said a whole lot there because the thrill I get out of... I know you did, because the thrill I get out of being on my powerboat, people would have to have sex with their pets to get the same thrill.
Well, what is that? What does that mean?
I don't know what this guy just said.
That's what you just said.
You weren't about...
No, he didn't say that.
You weren't about... You can bet they're laughing at you out there riding around having sex on your boat. I ain't tell you that.
I'm not... You never had sex on a boat? You want to try it. With a woman. What is he laughing... That hillbilly's laughing at me?
Well, you're talking about... You're having sex with your boat.
I said you'd have to have sex with a cat.
Phil Hendry.
Get the hillbilly back, please.